This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. As many businesses have closed due to the virus, some restaurants are still open for takeout, drive-through, and delivery services. We talked with Sue over at Mora's Bakery to see how operations are going there.
Well, actually, we're normal hours from 5, you know, Monday through Friday, 5 to 5, and Saturday, 5 to 3. And basically, everything is the same. They, you know, people can come in, or now we're offering some delivery service here in town from 7 to 11 with an $8 minimum. But otherwise, we're basically everything the same.
That was Sue over at Mora's Bakery. Tim Walls, in his daily briefing yesterday, had this to say about assistance to our veterans.
Starting day, Minnesota veterans who are impacted by COVID-19 can apply for financial assistance grants from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. This was great work done by the legislature partnership to get $6.2 million. So veterans who raised their hand, served our nation, and are now experiencing financial hardships from COVID-19 will be able to apply for these grants.
Governor Walls went on to talk about disturbing discrimination in Minnesota.
I'd also like to announce today we have launched a discrimination helpline. And this is the helpline for folks to address. It's unfortunate this is happening, but it still continues to happen. We're still getting way too many calls of xenophobia and racism, especially aimed at the Asian American community because of COVID-19. So I know that the vast majority out there are supporting their neighbors, doing what needs to be done. But this is a time for us to stand up and help our neighbors. We've got a very vibrant Asian community in Minnesota, one that has been here for an awful long time. And to be unfairly targeted during this time just adds unnecessary stress. So that number out there is 833-454-0148, and we'll be putting that online.
Walls went on to talk about a couple of executive orders that went into place yesterday.
And just a couple of executive orders today. We did executive order 2028, which authorizes out-of-state mental health providers to treat Minnesotan patients via telehealth. Many are receiving that care. It's a way that I worked quite some time ago when working with the VA and the delivery of mental health services. And as these cross state lines, this will make sure that folks are able to continue to get the care that they need. And executive order 2029 makes two amendments to the unemployment insurance issue. The First Amendment provides an administrative fix to streamline applications, and the second implements federal notification requirement to help Minnesotans qualify for the additional, the $600 on top of that. These two changes actually speed up and will add about 45,000 folks who will now be eligible, and it'll cut down the wait time by months.
That was Tim Walls, governor of Minnesota. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.